Hello and welcome to the Smart Set Show. This show is all about helping you set smart strategies, systems, and revenue streams so you can finally get out of the habit of trading hours for dollars and create the business you dream of. My name is Esme. I am a business coach and digital strategist, and I am dedicated to helping entrepreneurs create freedom in their business so they have more time for what it is they truly love in life. If you are ready to stop playing small and uplevel your business, then you are in the right place. Hello and welcome back to the Smart Set Show. In today's episode, I'm going to share some predictions I have for online business for 2018. With 2018 right around the corner, and with that being said, I cannot believe how quickly this year has gone by, it is the time for planning. And I love this time of year. I love planning out the year ahead. It's safe to say I'm a planning addict, and there's nothing that gives me more pleasure in my business than making a plan and then implementing it. But that said, I've had my fair share of mistakes when it comes to planning at the end of the year, and it's almost always because I've overestimated my ability, interests, time, or I've underestimated how the market will shift. In order to plan effectively, it's important to think about what is shifting so you can build that into your plan. And in this episode, I want to share with you some of those things I predict will shift in 2018 for any of us who happen to work online. Number one, 2018 will be the year of unusual schedules. One of the reasons I got into entrepreneurship is so I can design my life the way I want, and so I can have the sleep schedule I want, the wellness schedule I want, and the freedom to, more or less, do what I want to every day. But even knowing that, I've tried to force myself into other people's schedules. I've been trying to become a day person when other people want me to be awake, to be available, to make their life better, and because I am a very service-oriented person, I've been doing this. I want to make sure I'm present when they are. The problem with this is I'm not as effective, fun, or engaging with clients or my audience because my brain is not on during the day. I am my most creative and productive in the middle of the night until about 5 or 6 in the morning. I sleep my soundest during the day, and if my mental health allowed, I would be completely nocturnal, but I need the sun to help me stay sane. I'm not the only one. A lot of entrepreneurs I know struggle to be awake and to do things during the day, and it's often one of the reasons they gave up the 9-to-5. Yet, here they are in business forcing themselves to be a day person anyway because that's when their target audience, customers, and clients are awake. I predict in 2018 we will see more and more entrepreneurs conducting business in off-peak hours, which leads me to number two. 2018 will be the year of smarter automation. A nocturnal entrepreneur like me will have to show up during the day at some point, but a lot of that can be supplemented with intelligent marketing automation. Through scheduling and automation tools like SmarterQ and Buffer, you could already automate a lot of your social posts, but it still looks like all of your posts are being automated when your engagement happens in a cluster on your lunch break. You can already schedule your reply to someone's tweet with TweetDeck without having to retweet their original tweet, and I predict in 2018 more and more entrepreneurs will be using this feature to schedule engagement posts between updates so everything looks a little bit more natural. 2018 will be the year of marketing innovation. Consumers are getting smarter. People know when things are automated, and they're catching on to certain marketing strategies. They know what a launch using Jeff Walker's product launch formula looks like. They may not know what it's called, but they know when they see someone promoting a 3-part video series, a launch is coming up in a few weeks. In order to stay ahead of the curve, entrepreneurs will innovate their marketing strategies. The rise of online challenges has already started this pivot. We're no longer seeing as many traditional launches, and we're seeing more that have a 5-day challenge preceding the launch. But designing and running a challenge takes a lot of energy, regardless what some of the gurus who tout them would have you believe, and not everybody has the energy to run a challenge well. I predict in 2018 we will see even more unique launch strategies that are effective and out of the box. Number four, 2018 will be the year of the thought leader. No longer is it enough to regurgitate the same crap as the next guy and let your personality bring customers in. People are getting wise to that technique. Personality is, of course, huge as people buy from those they like, but people are also buying from those who have better ideas. Would you rather buy from the marketer with a bubbly and fun personality who is saying pretty much the same stuff you've heard before? Or would you rather buy from the boring marketer who has some great and unique ideas that may push your business to the next level? Some people will be all about the personality marketer, while others will be all about the idea marketer. I believe the marketers who are going to win in 2018 are the ones who combine personality with innovation. And as more and more people become entrepreneurs, you will have to differentiate yourself by becoming a thought leader, by using your ideas and your innovation to drive people into your business and to make yourself stand out in the market. Which brings me to my final point, number 5. 2018 will be the year of intelligent content repurposing. Being a thought leader sounds nice, right? Like you're respected and you're sought after because of the things you think. But it also sounds exhausting because being everywhere, Twitter, Periscope, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, LinkedIn, not to mention blogging and podcasting, is overwhelming. That's where intelligent content repurposing comes into play. If you are smart about your content strategy, you can be everywhere without driving yourself crazy or exhausting yourself or having a huge team. I predict in 2018 we will see more and more entrepreneurs and marketers showing up everywhere and making it look easy, but also not driving themselves mad in the process. Those are my 5 predictions about the general overall changes that we're going to be seeing in online business in 2018. There are, of course, some changes that I predict will be coming to strategies and tactics, and I'm going to do an episode about those as well. In the meantime, please let me know what you think is going to be changing in online business. I would love to hear from you. You can send me a tweet. I'm at Esme Walsh. And the show notes for this episode are over at esme.com/smartsetshow. Don't worry if you can't spell my name or my Twitter handle. The links are in the show notes in your podcast player. And as always, please share, subscribe, and leave a review in iTunes. This is a brand new show, and I want to make sure it gets in front of people who need to learn how to set smart strategies, systems, and revenue streams in their business so they can work smarter instead of always working harder. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next time.